This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, Major League Baseball doesn't know how to fix their game. They think that they come up with these ideas that are going to make it more interesting. We're going to speed things up, and we're going to, you know, not have these long extra inning games. We're going to try to make the sport more competitive by doing this, this, and this. And none of it ever works. And it always feels like it ends up hurting them more than it ends up helping them.
Well, let me ask you, if they give the DH to the NL, is that going to help them?
I mean,
is that a helping thing?
Maybe.
If they expand to 12 playoff teams, does that help things?
See, that I actually think is something that does help. Because what I said before. That's one thing.
Right.
I mean, think about some of this other stuff.
Changing
the baseball.
That's two things.
Well, the DH I don't really think is going to make that much of an impact.
Well, for the Mets it will.
Okay, that's one specific
although
team.
I think Scherzer and DeGrom are pretty good hitters.
Yeah, that is true, but I don't think that that's something that really impacts baseball financially or the health of the game. The other thing I can't stand is both these sides act like they care about the fans and they care about competitive balance in baseball.
Well, they do.
No, they don't.
Well, I don't know about competitive balance in baseball, but they care about their bank accounts. That's the first and foremost what you care
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Rob Manfred's talking about all the Players Association trying to make the league and Major League Baseball less competitive. You know, we really want to be more competitive. It has nothing to do about having more markets be competitive.
You know what that screams of? Screams of salary cap. They want to have exactly what the NFL has.
And they're never going to get it.
I mean, but what I'm not talking about in terms of popularity, I'm talking about in terms of parity.
Well, I know, but they're not going to get that. They can't because there's no, like, no matter how much the luxury tax is somehow prohibited teams from going completely nuts. It's never going to be a cap. You see teams blow through it all the time, and there's no way the Players Association is ever going to accept a salary cap. It's too far. You cannot put whatever analogy you want to use, the toothpaste back in the tube now with baseball and the Players Association.
It's a split. It basically has to be a split. And how that money gets divvied up is that's basically at the crux of all this. Along with the service time situation. Service time analytics.
Man,
it's amazing.
I wish I could just give the big bleep you to Major League Baseball. I mean, because we sit here, we'll talk about it. There's so many Yankee fans and Met fans that are in our audience. I feel bad for them. I really do.
Well, I'm a Met fan. I feel good for me right now, and it's only December. We got a long way to go.
Yeah,
March 31st is opening day. March 31st.
Do you think we're going to miss games? Because I do.
I don't.
You don't.
I don't.
With all these issues that are out there.
No.
They had a 7-minute meeting yesterday.
All right. So they'll have another 7-minute meeting. They'll have more meetings. They'll be more contentious. But, you know, do you think for one moment, I guess he's made so much money. I know I'll use him for an example because he's now on my team. Max Scherzer wants to miss a payday?
No, I don't think he wants to miss a payday, but he can afford to miss a payday.
He could, but do you think Garrett Cole wants to miss a payday?
Those aren't the guys that
But my point is that those guys have gotten to a certain point in their career where they have hit it big, and they've hit it massively big. The last thing they want to do is miss a payday.
Yeah, but those aren't the guys that are going to want to play. Like,
the lower-end guys are going to want to play, too, because they're going to want to get their service time in. They're going to want to get like a Gary Sanchez wants to play. He wants his $8 million, and he wants to play.
So Max Scherzer's career earnings are, I mean, when it's all said and done, he'll be $374 million.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue in his defense. I understand that.
But so far, it's $139 million.
But I also understand that, he's got deferred payments from Washington still coming, and this is all money that he's getting in the next 3 years, by the way. I would say that he's going to want his paycheck. Nobody wants to miss a paycheck. Athletes don't get any younger.
This was the Players Association in 94 who decided themselves to strike and miss paychecks. So this is what they're capable of. I'm telling you, there's going to be some games missed. There will be some games
missed.
Well,
okay, you could be the pessimist. It's early.
They forced me to feel this way.
We're one day into this.
But we knew.
And you're already overreacting to it.
I'm not overreacting. I'm reacting to it. And baseball, why trust them?
It's just business.
Why trust them?
When you say why trust them, are you saying why trust the owners? Or are you
both.
Saying,
these two sides who can't stand each other. Why are we going to believe that they're going to work this thing out? I mean, this stuff is just so insulting to baseball fans. It really is.
Then you know what?
I wish I could stop watching. I really wish I could sometimes, honestly, and just say, screw you guys. For the love of God, this is so stupid and insulting. I wish I could, but no. I mean, we'll be talking about the games and hoping that the teams make the playoffs and having conversations and hanging up on callers who were talking about why a guy got pulled out after 78 pitches. We'll be back there doing it again because that's what we do, and that's what the radio station is, and we have a ton of baseball fans that are out there. But I would just love to just give the Brian Kelly middle finger up to baseball and just say, screw you for the rest of time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.